Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
New Zealand scientists have returned a USB drive filled with photos of beaches and beautiful landscapes in their country. The drive was found when they were sifting through some seal poop. The scientists were sifting through the leopard seal poop when they found this drive. It was in a sample that they were searching through. It was dated November of 2017.
What was the drive in there? Again, what was
the USB drive. It's a little thing that has pictures and videos on it.
I know what that is, but what was on it?
Oh, just pictures of the nature and this person that in a kayak with a seal, you know, playing along right in front of them, to, you know, beautiful scenery and whatnot. So they find this in the poop. They look at it. It works, and they start saying, "Hey, we found your drive. Right. Come and get it." Mm-hmm. And so a couple days later, this woman from New Zealand says, "Oh, hey, that's mine."
So and a seal ate it. Pooped.
Well, they're not exactly sure because this woman may have dropped it in the air. She may have dropped it, and then a bird picked it up, and then the seal got the bird.
Ate the bird. I got it.
You know, those sorts of things. They're not exactly sure how it ended up in seal poop, but they did find it, and it still worked. And the woman says, "Hey, that's mine." And then, you know, everybody lives happily ever after.
That's cool.
Well, about a fall out of the kayak, and then a fish ate it. Seal ate the fish.
Well, yeah, and everybody lived happily ever after, except for the bird or the fish that the seal ate.
Right. You don't know.
Well, if they ate the bird or the fish.
It was their time.
We could sit around all day and make up stories about what happened to that thumb drive.
With our thumbs up our ass, if we're doing that all day.
All right.
Well, that's where we're getting the ideas.
That's where it comes from. Some thumb drive up some seal's ass.
No, wait, it's got to be your seal.
Up your thumb. I got my thumb drive up my ass. Sitting around with our thumb drives up our ass. That's what all the seals were talking about.
That joke kills with the computer nerds.
Oh, it does. Yeah. That's what we're aiming for right now. They're at work. They're at work right now.
Somewhere, Len Dog is laughing his ass off.
Damn, he is.
During the polar vortex, apparently more people were watching porn.
Wait, we gotta
stay warm.
We gotta do something, man.
Pornhub released some stats. Porn viewing was up 22% in Minnesota. It was up 12% in Wisconsin, 9% in Illinois and Indiana, 7% in Iowa, 6% in Nebraska and North Dakota. The only Midwest state that did not see a jump was Michigan, where porn viewing was actually down 2%. The company did note that Michigan's governor had asked people in the state to turn down their thermostats because of natural gas shortages.
But not their porn.
And they said perhaps the temperatures inside were too low for people to risk exposing their extremities unnecessarily.
Isn't that funny?
Even inside.
You're going to freeze your nuts off. That's where that term came from.
It's too cold to be in doubt.
They just went outside and played hockey.
I love that there's so many people involved with that. You're right. That's exactly why. People did turn the thermostats down to save, so everything wouldn't break, they said.
Right.
And then you didn't want to whip it out.
It makes sense.
Yeah,
because you don't
sense.
Want to when it's too cold.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Traffic to the site particularly
rose. Your
hands
are colder, too.
Right.
You notice that? You got to keep your.
I have.
Shrinkage, too.
Your hands are really cold. I ain't touching that with that.
That's what you got the hand warmers for.
Good point.
Let me put on some mittens.
Yeah. Traffic to Pornhub increased, particularly at two times during the day, 2 a.m. and 1 p.m.
Gloves would be better.
Yeah, but they're pretty. What kind of gloves?
Yeah, but you don't want any with that tacky palm. That's not going to work out well.
Lubed up gloves would be better.
Oh yeah, lubed up glove would be perfect.
None of those receivers' gloves,
except lubed up.
Yeah, but then they find your.
Yeah, but if
whoever lives in your house with you finds a bunch of pair of lubed up gloves laid in the corner. What are these for? Don't ask.
Chances are they probably already knew you were weird.
Now, in this particular story, we're not going to get into too many of the details.
But just don't take them to football practice. Don't get those mixed up. Damn it, I brought the lubed up gloves to practice.
Those are the masturbation gloves, not the catching gloves.
Yeah.
But it makes it harder. Be a little more of a challenge.
I warned my son. Make sure you take the right batting gloves to baseball. Those other ones you don't want to use.
You want the ones covered in pine tar, son.
Yeah, you don't want to masturbate with pine tar.
Does he wear two? Everybody wear two batting gloves?
Yeah, pretty much anymore, yeah.
And does he adjust the straps after every pitch?
Nope.
Eye black? Does he have the eye black?
It's, you know, it's indoor baseball now. There's not much happening right now. So there's no sun. There's no sun to distract.
Oh, I see guys playing indoor football that wear the eye black.
Yeah, I get that. That just makes you look cool.
As those lights are bright.
That's intimidation factor. At Cosmo, they have an article about things not to talk about immediately after sex. You know, these things may need to be talked about. Just don't do it immediately after sex. They say that we are never more vulnerable than during sex, and that includes immediately before and after. According to relationship and sex therapist Eliza Boquin.
Emotions are raw. The naked rawness of your emotions,
like,
Craig.
I hope I didn't knock you up or anything.
Sorry. Sorry.
That may be the time to bring that part up.
You hope I didn't knock you up?
Yeah, that part. Right. Time, you know, to give you a chance for a plan B.
Right. I'm pretty sure the chlamydia is cleared up. We'll find out.
You should join a gym. Say that.
Ooh.
Is that one of the things you don't talk about?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's number one on the list. You got it.
It specifically
No, you're just kind of winded. You're fine.
That was actually number two on the list.
You should join a gym?
Yeah.
It's not, is it?
Don't comment on their body.
Yep, that's
it. Is at number two.
I was only semi-joking, by the way.
Do not use post-sex to tell your partner to get back in the gym.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tyler.
Yeah. No, you're just kind of winded. You look great. That's how you pull that off. No, I think you lost your wind there at the end.
Stamina you need.
Ah, you threw away the lettuce.
Just some cardio.
They say that you've just shared a deeply intimate moment, and doing anything other than expressing admiration and appreciation for their body is not okay. Also, do not critique your partner's performance immediately post-sex unless it's in a genuine and, more specifically, helpful way.
Who the man? Say that.
And
who the man?
If they are asking for feedback. Otherwise, refrain from rating the sex in general.
All right, so you don't want to give them a 5-star Yelp rating?
Yep.
Well, out of 10?
No.
5-star.
I think five.
I mean, I don't know anything about the Yelp rating.
That's as good as it gets when it comes to sex anyway.
In general, they say that your moves aren't based on a 1 to 10 scale, and neither are your partners. The criticism will shut down the intimacy and take a toll on their ability to be vulnerable with you in the future. Don't bring up ongoing topics of conflict, which everyone has them.
Oh, yeah.
How about just don't say anything? Roll over and go to sleep.
The afterglow, they say, is not a great time for tackling topics that are normally better suited as serious discussion.
Yeah, it appears you shouldn't converse at all.
Right.
Yeah, just be quiet, roll over, go to sleep.
Are you just going to go to sleep?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go play tennis, I guarantee you that.
You wiped me out.
I heard what Craig said the other day, if I bring anything up, it's probably wrong.
Right.
Do not discuss previous sexual experiences. Now, that's something that we probably know.
Yeah, that'd be stupid.
After
you're better than the girl I had last night. Try that one.
This is not the time
weekend, right?
This is not the time to group your partner into a compare and contrast chart. They say it may be important, or it is important, to discuss sexual history with a partner, but not immediately after sex. Do not say the words, my ex used to whatever, immediately after sex. Anymore. Don't use it as an opportunity to get the other person to agree to something that they have been opposed to. This can leave your partner feeling manipulated and pressured. If they weren't ready to meet your family before sex, they're not going to be ready to meet them 30 minutes after sex either. Let it go. Don't ask them where they learned to do that.
Just be grateful. Just be grateful they did.
You don't want that grateful answer.
Yeah.
You don't.
No.
There is no good answer.
Don't ask
that question.
Be grateful they know it.
Nothing good will come of this. Unless, for instance, you read it in a book. Some people do read books.
But most sexual situations involve somebody doing something. I mean, actually, they could try for the first time.
Absolutely.
With you, right.
Where did you learn that? Yeah. Practice makes perfect.
Right. Or you do the Zach Galifianakis. And I learned that in a pornography.
That's hot when you say that.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you can get the idea from a pornography, but then you still got to practice to get good at it.
It's hotter when Galifianakis says it.
Yeah, it is. Much
Not
hotter.
Really.
As he drops his pants in the pawn shop.
Pornography.
Here's a pawn shop, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then don't discuss the future of your relationship if you are hoping the sex will result in commitment.
Oh, God. Does anybody ask anybody to marry them after sex?
Oh, you know it happens all the time.
And I'm sure it's probably actually a good time if you're both into each other. I get it. But that's also a time you probably shouldn't say it.
Or during.
Oh, yeah. Marry me. Oh.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't. Was that out loud?
That's.
If you do that, I'll marry you. Try that. If you do that, you don't. The thing you never want to do, I'll marry you.
That's a guy who was a virgin 10 minutes earlier.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
First girl who has sex with him, marry me.
Please, 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 please.
They say save the DTR talk for another time to avoid insincere answers. DTR? Do you know that one?
I should know it, right?
Eh.
I don't know. What is it?
Not anymore, you shouldn't.
Okay.
Because you have DTR'd.
Down to...
No. Define the relationship.
Oh.
Now...
Oh, don't do that.
You have your relationship defined long ago.
Now I do, but I remember... Yeah, I remember... I think I was asked if this is... I think I was asked one time, is this exclusive after sex?
That's not the time
really?
To ask.
But it was... It wasn't the first time we had sex.
Still.
But you have to say yes at that point, because I guess it is now. You can't say that, though. I was asking.
Even though that's the truthful answer.
And for a while, then we split up, obviously. But the fact is, but I was asked that, I think, right after sex, is this consensual? No, what you mean? Is this?
What a Freud ask beforehand.
Yeah, that's not the time. You were wrong.
I started drifting. That was it. That was it. That's just consensual. And she said no, and then she just grabbed me. Yeah. I didn't say, I was me yelling. I didn't say yes yet. You know me.
So now.
Now you ask.
Right.
It's not retroactive.
No.
You got to do it beforehand.
That's funny. I'll leave it at that. No. Is this exclusive? Consensual. That's a great Freudian. I love that. Is this exclusive? And my mind was, Craig, I guess it is now.
Yeah.
Because I was kind of expecting that question.
Exactly.
I was expecting that question two or three, a week or so before that. I'm thinking, I'm going to get that question eventually. I can tell. You know, we were hanging out.
Yeah.
You know. But I said, I guess, I'm thinking, I should have answered the right way, the appropriate way. I guess it is now. But that's not that romantic.
Well. Truthful answer.
It is a truthful answer.
It is not the correct answer.
Once you get the question asked, you basically say, I guess it is now. In your mind.
Right. I was holding out hope it wouldn't be.
But now you got your answer. Your answer is, Craig said it would be inappropriate to discuss that right now. So you bring that up a little later
on. That's true.
Yeah, that goes over well, too.
That's true.
Let's wait till after breakfast tomorrow.
And then that's when you go into, was this consensual?
Was that consensual? They asked me that. That's brutal.
Oh,
first time sex. Been a long time.
Yeah, that was
nobody's commenting right now. Everybody's afraid to say anything.
That was a little rapey.
But we made it funny. It was a Freudian rapey thing. It was kind of funny, yeah.
It was a little kidnappy earlier.
Yeah, it was.
It was a little rapey.
Oh, no.
No, it's just in your head, I think.
No, I was the victim there. I didn't consent.
Oh, you were the one not consenting.
Yeah, I was one. In my head.
I was reading that wrong. Sorry.
Stop it.
Yeah, you read that completely wrong. Asking himself that question. Yeah. Hey.
I often questioned.
Did I do this of my own free will?
I should have said no.